Okay, so those doubting Thomases who don't believe it, there is a spirit mind and a flesh mind. Those two things exist. Now, if you've never experienced a spirit mind, the mind of Christ, then it's going to be totally foreign. You won't even be able to understand what I'm saying, to be honest with you. But the spirit mind, or the mind of Christ, I'll give you some of its attributes. The Bible says to love your enemies. The spirit mind can do that. The Bible says forgive one another. The spirit mind can do that. The Bible says give out the gospel, because that's God's program. The spirit mind can do it. The Bible says to hate the world system. The spirit mind does that. You don't want to be a part of the system anymore. You have to walk down here in the middle of it. You have to use it to eat. You have to eat. Let's find some more. Love your enemy. Love your neighbors yourself. Joy. I didn't say happiness. I said joy. You can experience joy even if you're not happy. Meekness, temperance, faith. The spirit mind walks by faith. The flesh mind walks by sight. The spirit mind builds up. The flesh mind tears down. The flesh mind causes division. The spirit mind works towards unity. The flesh mind is division. The spirit mind is oneness. Oneness with Christ. The mind of Christ. The spirit mind loves the truth. The flesh mind loves the lie. The spirit mind can't fellowship with the flesh mind. They're contrary to one another. So whenever you walk in the spirit mind, it's very hard to rub shoulders with the flesh mind. Because think about the flesh mind. The flesh mind is gaslighting. The flesh mind is lies. The flesh mind is the future faking. The flesh mind is the narcissist. The flesh mind is nothing but fake reality. But you want the truth, and the truth will set you free. But the flesh mind is in bondage. And so the flesh mind wants everybody to be like them. So if they're a slave to sin, slave to the devil, slave to themselves, they want you to be a slave to them or the devil or self. The flesh mind is addiction. The spirit mind is freedom. The truth will set you free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And the Bible says the truth will set you free. So if the truth will set you free, and the Son will set you free, S-O-N, then Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, the life. And so the spirit mind is not lazy. The flesh mind is lazy. The flesh mind is greed. The spirit mind gives. The spirit mind will give. The flesh mind only wants to take. The spirit mind lets things flow through. It's just like the river. When the river goes down the stream, everybody can drink of it. And it just keeps going. That's the spirit mind. You let the stuff flow through you. But the flesh mind holds everything in. That's why they're bitter. they're greedy. They don't want to give, they can't give nothing away. They hold on to it. See, when you set your affections on things above and not things below, you don't hold on to anything. You let it go. If a relationship falls apart because whatever reason, you can let it go. The flesh mind wants to hang on. The spirit mind lets it go. It's so obvious that most people are in the flesh mind. The fighting, the arguing, he said, she said, comparing yourself with one another, the gossip, the backbiting, the hatred, the anger, the pride, the jealousy. It's the flesh mind. Very few people can walk in the spirit mind. In order to walk in the spirit mind, you got to let God, the Holy Spirit, convict you. It's all based on the heart. What else is the flesh mind? Now, this is going to be hard, but this is the truth. Fear is the flesh mind. Fear is the flesh mind. Love is the spirit mind. Agape love is the spirit mind. The unsaved have no agape. They have no agape love. Everything they do is for self. The spirit mind wants to build up the body of Christ. The flesh mind wants to tear down the body of Christ. The spirit mind wants to be in God's program. The flesh mind wants to create their own program. Hello? Hello? That's narcissism. The spirit mind wants to be in God's program. The flesh mind wants to create their own program. Come on now. Come on now. That's a deep one right there. The spirit mind wants to be in God's program. The flesh mind wants to create their own program. If you really think you can fix this world, you're believing a lie. If you think you can improve your little bubble, and that should affect the whole world, you can speak the truth and it should reverberate and some people could get saved. If a lot of people got saved, this place could change. So you're not going to change it by brute force. You're only going to change it with the gospel. If there's a revival, it's through the gospel, the good news. And some people say, well, the gospel means God's spell. Well, whatever you want to call it, it's the good news of Jesus. If you want to call it God's spell, that's on you. But God is spelled out in His Word that Jesus alone saves. So God is spelling out in everything in front of you that Jesus alone saves. So God is spelling the truth right in front of your face through the objects, through the Bible, through the words, through the preaching. God is spelling out the truth that you'd want to digest it. Or do you want to see the reverse? Do you want to believe the Wiccans? They're reverse spelling. They're spelling Antichrist. God is spelling the truth out in Jesus. The Wiccans and the warlocks, they're spelling the Antichrist spirit, that you can be your own God. Which spell do you want to read? Which spelling do you want to read? I'm sure if you look up the etymology of spell, it means to write out a word. So God has written out in the 2D word, the 3D word, and the 5D word, His words forever settled in heaven. He spelled it out for you. That Jesus alone, He wrote the book, the 3D book that you're walking in every day. It's spelled out right in front of you. So if you want to call it a spell, more power to you. Whatever you call it, it's still the gospel. And it's the only way to get saved. There's no other way to be saved. There's only one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. So God has spelled it out for you as clear as all get out. And if you want to reject it, it's on you. He sends His messengers to give out the good news. He spelled it out as plain as all get out. I mean, it's so easy that a child could get it. So the spirit mind has received Jesus, believe on Jesus by faith. The flesh mind is to reject Jesus and go and try to be their own God and try to figure it out in their own power.